The humanitarian crisis in Yemen is deepening as international banks have cut credit lines for food shipments to the war-torn country. Banking and trading sources say that vital supplies are being choked as lenders are increasingly unwilling to offer letters of credit due to the Saudi onslaught, which has also targeted ports. The UN has accused Saudi Arabia of being behind the killing of two-thirds of civilians in Yemen between January and February. The UN Human Rights Agency spokesman Rupert Colville said an investigation is underway into Saudi Arabia's use of banned munitions in Yemen, including cluster bombs. Russia and the United States have called for the next round of Syria peace talks to promptly start. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry agreed in a phone conversation that negotiations between the Syrian government and the Saudi-backed anti-Syria groups must begin as soon as possible. Iraqi forces regained 64 towns and villages west of the city of Samarra. The army has now cut off Daesh's bastions in the western Anbar province from those in the northern Salawuddin province. The terrorists have lost much of the land they occupied after sneaking into Iraq from Syria in 2014. Human Rights Watch has condemned Ankara's decision to take control of the opposition newspaper Zaman, calling it the latest attempt by the Turkish president to silence critical media outlets. The rights group urged Ankara to immediately reverse the action. Slovenia's parliament has approved legislation tightening conditions for refugees entering the country. Legislation passed by an overwhelming majority of lawmakers simplifies procedures needed for rejecting refugees. It also shortens the deadline for asylum seekers to file an appeal, reducing financial assistance for them in certain circumstances. At least 60 people have been injured after the engine of a commuter boat exploded near the Thai capital. The boat was ferrying passengers through canals in the suburbs of Bangkok. All those injured were immediately hospitalized after the incident, and most of them were treated and released. Chilean police have used water cannons to disperse scores of protesters demonstrating against the rise in metro fares. Riot police clashed with protesters who marched in downtown Santiago after demonstrators blocked the streets. At least 10 people were arrested in the confrontation.